This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You can go ahead and turn that down there, guys, at GCN. Thank you. We have Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with us right now. I just called him a couple minutes ago, actually about an hour ago, forgive me, and asked him if he would like to go ahead and cover what's taking place concerning an article by Matt Agarest. His headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's a movie script, FBI insiders reportedly expose official Vegas narrative as entirely false. Welcome to the show, Tim. What say you concerning the coverage on this article by Matt?
Yeah, thank you. It's not only Matt, we also have some comments that are made there by Pamela Geller as well, and one about the FBI involved in a cover-up on the Las Vegas shooting, which is based off of the same report from True Pundit. And you were given the title there, Matt's article. It's really from one of the FBI agents that spoke with True Pundit. I think he had a couple of them that actually, I guess, are involved in some kind of whistleblower to let people know that what you're being told in the narrative is not really what was going on behind the scenes. And to quote the FBI agent, he said, it's a movie script that was written after the shooting to rewrite what really happened. The investigation is an entirely different story than what we are not, that we are not allowed to talk about. And if we do and get caught, we get fired and probably charged. And some people might wonder, well, what exactly is that? Well, obviously, when we had the former FBI agent on before, you know, he talked about the Islamic State. And, of course, we would reference probably some within the CIA who are their handlers, some of those guys. And we know that that's not a far-fetched thing for people to understand, because we have documented proof that the Obama administration was using the CIA to arm the jihadis in Syria who became ISIS or the Islamic State. And so It's not a stretch to come to that conclusion. But one of the things that she was pointing out was the issue that the Islamic State issue was not even brought up. It wasn't really looked into. It wasn't investigated, despite the fact that they had called for attacks on the Vegas Strip months in advance, that they took responsibility for the shooting, claiming that Paddock was a convert to Islam. And they not only took responsibility, but they doubled down on it and tripled down on it with claims that they did. And my guess is our friend David Rizzolatto says that, you know, a lot of this stuff is to take away any credibility from America. And it wouldn't surprise me that they've come out that they have nothing to do with this, this, that, and the other, and they're going to complete all their investigation stuff, and they're going to say, you know, whatever they're going to give us as a story. And then what we're going to find out is the Islamic State's going to dump the information that they have to try to discredit America and American government. But part of that discrediting is working hand-in-hand with criminals who are inside.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I was just going to bring that up, Tim. I was just going to bring that up because it is them within that are doing the reporting on the behalf of those that you're highlighting even now. So they have to be a part of a conspiracy within as well as without. Because if you didn't have them within, then who's going to control that conspiracy? But that was one of the things that I was just going to highlight. I mean, this is craziness to no end concerning what's going on. And the very reason that I'm bringing this up once again, Tim, is first of all, Matt had written about it. And secondly, you have posted it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I'm going back to this because I want people to see the earmarks. I want them to see the methodology of how these people operate, because no matter how hard they try to cover up the truth, William Bryant rightly said that truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it always does, and that's a mercy of God. So again, here we are again seeing that these insiders are willing to tell the American people the truth about what's going on concerning this Las Vegas shooting, and that is the mercy of God, Tim, and I want to bring it to this because when God does these things, when he reveals these crimes, he's calling for the people in those prospective countries to rise up and bring forth judgment concerning the criminals that are active in attempting to cover up their crimes against we the people. So again, I revert back to this and resort back to this. That is the reason we're bringing this up again, is because I don't want them to forget what happened, and if anything, that they can learn the methodologies of the criminals at hand. So if it happens and when it happens again, at least they can identify the earmarks concerning their works.
Yeah, and some of the things that people would be interested to know is that the FBI was provided forensic evidence of multiple gunmen, and we're told that the agents were told to stand down on that and focus only on Paddock. In fact, one of the key internal audio that was captured by a hotel guest demonstrated that there were multiple rifles being used in the hotel there, and that went ignored. There were names of persons of interest who more than likely assisted Paddock, and they were told not to interview those individuals. I mean, it sounds eerily reminiscent of stuff you see like in the JFK movie, you know, where the people said, well, I did this, or they didn't interview me, and then they changed my stuff, or whatever they want to do. It sounds very much like that. They also had shown that he had maybe an affiliation with Antifa as well, which that doesn't discount the ISIS issue either, because those people work together. I mean, Muslims and communists and socialists and all of those guys have the same kind of totalitarian mindset. So, you know, they're under the same father. So.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say they all have the same daddy. Now, we just need to deal with their daddy, right? And his little minions.
Well, no, Christ has dealt with their daddy. He's defeated. I mean, but we've got to deal with them. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, I mean, people can check out Pam's article on this, too, where she has the complete article from the guy who spoke to the FBI agent, and they can see the numerous things that these agents are coming forward and saying, this stuff was not looked at, we were shut down on.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things he had brought up too, Tim, you know, when you go back to Robert Kennedy and his assassination, eyewitnesses, I have the documentary, I have MLK's documentary, of the documentation of those that actually did their research to find out what was going on, and as well as John F. Kennedy, over and over and over again, they were shut down by those that were doing the interrogating, saying, that's not what you've seen, that's not what you've seen, that's not what you've seen, because that's not the information that they want leaked to the public, because if it was, they would be exposed for attempting to cover it up, just like that of the media today. Thank you, Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and or go over to Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube, any way you want to put those words in, it will pull up. As well, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember, friends, or Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. As a matter of fact, this morning I've been reading Jeremiah. Yesterday I've been reading Jeremiah. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to put us in parallel as a country to that of Jerusalem, preceding judgments, go ahead and check it out, folks, because we're on par. Things are lining up for perfect judgment in this country because the American people hold fast to deceit. The first thing we did during the first segment here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is we had Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, co-host as well at times, as well as senior editor, highlighting, folks, what's going on over in this Las Vegas shooting that took place. Matt Agarest reported it's a movie script. FBI insiders reportedly expose official Vegas narrative as entirely false. Of course it's false. Of course it's totally false. And the American people, I would beg the question to you, how many times do they need to change the narrative before you finally figure out that there's corruption within your country? Again, I lay that question to you. If you'd like to answer that, I'd like to hear it. 1-866-582-9933. All the information all the that has been withheld from the American people concerning the Las Vegas shooting. All of the eyewitnesses, eight of them now dead, and ear witnesses, eight of them now dead. And not a bit of evidence has been given forth to the American people to close the case. The videos haven't been revealed. Then we go over to FBI insiders blow whistle on massive Las Vegas cover-up. Agents told not to investigate key evidence, including ISIS terror link. Keep in mind, friends, again, don't doubt what I'm telling you. Cross-check me. Do your homework, friends. ISIS is created. Period. It's created. Okay? These are the brown shirts. They create the problem. Then government comes in and deceives you into believing that they're the problem solver, when in fact they're the ones, if you pay attention, folks, instead of the smoke and mirrors, why don't you pay attention to the responsible party as to who's opening the doors for these people in the first place? It's what you would call your representatives. Call it what you will. One of the things that Tim Brown had brought up during the first segment is that these FBI insiders, these whistleblowers, share the information with the public. They can lose their jobs and they can even be charged. I'm kind of curious to know what they'd be charged for. Charged for telling the truth? Boy, starting to sound a little biblical, isn't it, friends? How they'll deliver you up. And who will be doing the delivering up? In fact, is unveiling itself today, right? It's not who you think it would be that would be delivering you up. It's not those guys that you trusted, is it, friends? Why, yes, it is. Those that are supposed to be magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic are, in fact, tearing it down and attempting to recreate it in their own image. And why is that? Because as George Soros blurted out the truth in his confusion when he said the great obstacle to the New World Order is America. Oh, well. Good. I'm glad. The American people need to realize what's happening here. Furthermore, taking it now to the next massacre, friends, and that which allegedly took place at Parkland High School in Florida, I want to tell you something, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Not only is the narrative being changed day in and day out, and anybody that has a dissenting view or questions concerning the narrative as to what allegedly took place in that school, they're completely scrubbed by YouTube, completely scrubbed by Twitter, completely scrubbed by Facebook. And the American people, you have the audacity to sit there and suggest that what you're being told is the truth? I shared with you last week when I was in Los Angeles, California, I went downstairs for breakfast. When I was downstairs having breakfast, I noticed something immediately. I noticed that the statistic given across the boards from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota in the United States of America, it's been reported that 94% of you don't believe what the media reports. When I was having breakfast in Los Angeles, California, I noticed all that were having breakfast but one that was reading her text on her phone book. Every single one of them had a newspaper in front of their face. Every single one of them. You hold fast to deceit. It's that simple. You hold fast to deceit. Let's go over to Stoneman Douglas High School shooting official narrative in which it is falling apart. This is all being brought to you by Press for Truth. Listen carefully, friends, as to what's taking place. Should we try that again? Folks, I guess we don't have... Sam, what's happening back there? Start at 2:41. We'll wait for this thing to roll out. Yeah, go for it.
But it doesn't even matter, because the people who were tasked with actually doing that job, the police, failed miserably. And so the question now is, was this done on purpose? The sheriff's deputy, Scott R. Peterson, was on the grounds, armed and at the ready. But he chose to do nothing while the shooter ran around for over 4 minutes on his killing rampage. And in fact, he's not the only one. It turns out that there were three other officers there with Peterson, making up a total of four officers who were armed and at the ready and who stood there and did absolutely nothing. And now they have the nerve to suggest that people should give up their guns to them? The truth is, there's no such thing as gun control as we know it, because what you are in fact calling for in that regard is not for guns to be removed from society, but rather for governments to have a monopoly on violence. If you're an advocate for gun control, who do you think is going to be tasked with taking all the guns away once they've been banned? Try men with guns who happen to be wearing a uniform. Giving the government a total monopoly on gun ownership is the complete opposite direction that we need to go, and history agrees with me. We know that our governments lie to us all the time. We know that we're constantly being manipulated by their tactic of gaining order out of chaos. So we need to take a step back here and ask the question, did Cruz act alone, or is there something else at play here, purposely being carried out in order to justify a need for gun control?
That's right.
The following eyewitness account is from a teacher who was there, and what she says completely contradicts the official narrative that is currently being doled out by most of the mainstream media.
All of a sudden I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet. I unlocked my door and the kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor, shooting this rifle that I've never seen before.
So according to her, he was in full metal garb with the helmet and face mask and bulletproof armor, even though he allegedly just exited an Uber. And once he was apprehended, he looked like this, clearly showing nothing of the sort. So either she was lying, or he ditched all the gear and the clothes after the shooting, but before he was apprehended, or it wasn't him at all. And what the teacher saw here was in fact a black op operative. At this stage in the game, it's becoming increasingly difficult to separate the facts from the fiction, but that is all part of the design as well. While theories about crisis actors and political plants are dominating the discussion, we are increasingly losing sight of the endgame agenda here, which is all about gaining more control. We're going to continue to track this one as it develops.
Okay, so you guys are getting the point, and don't forget the other information, folks, concerning the eyewitnesses, and keep in mind it has been scrubbed by YouTube. Any of the eyewitnesses or the ear witnesses speaking with Nicolas Cage during this alleged shooting. And furthermore, keep in mind Scott Israel, the sheriff at Broward County, in his office advised the judge not to release the tapes so that the American people can decide for themselves as to what really took place in that school. Now, when you put it all together, and understanding who Scott Israel is, of course, and his connections, his political affiliations, as well, friends, as 66 open investigations into his offices, you might want to step back and question the narrative that's being thrown down your throats, America, because I can tell you this, from the past and in the present, you've been lied to before, and you're being lied to again. And again, keep in mind what they're going for, your guns. Be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just covering what's going on in the news in the United States of America. For the most part, the news that's really happening, that the state-controlled CIA narrative, bought and paid for, is attempting to squelch. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration. We need positive stories. We need positive stories, says the Vatican. Hey, let me just say it this way for the sake of time. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12. His name is Jesus Christ, okay? We don't need a vicar. We're called to go into our closet and pray to him on our own. He hears, he answers. We don't need someone standing in between the two of us outside of Jesus Christ, period. How many times have you seen from the Vatican? How many times have you seen from the Pope a change in doctrine, heretical doctrine? The Pope telling the American people and worldwide, the people in the Catholic Church, that you need to apologize to the homosexuals. That you need to understand that there's not a Muslim threat. In America, into whom I'm speaking right now, and to the 53 countries that are listening right now, when are you going to go back to the Word of God so you can understand the heresy that has been taught from the Vatican? I'm curious. 1-866-582-9933. Because the stuff that falls from the mouth of these individuals is second to none when it comes to the definition of what a heretic is, friends. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration, really? We need positive stories, they said. I mean, if people will just stop reporting about Muslim migrant crimes and rapes and jihadi terror attacks and, well, all the rest, then those racist, xenophobic, Islamophobics, I'll tell you, Europeans will stop worrying about and love the Muslim migrant influx, and all will be well and all manner of things will be well from start to finish, won't it? I mean, except for one thing, those crimes and rapes and jihadi terror attacks will keep on happening, and Europeans will be in full surrender mode. That's the point, by the way. Because any resistance is stigmatized as racist and Islamophobic. Folks, so what? So what? Do you think a cop that's there to enforce the law cares about the criminal that's in the back of his car that's being incarcerated for violating the law? Do you think the police officer cares a thing about what he has to say? Absolutely not. I mean, the criminal calling a police officer a pig, the fuzz, anything that they can think of within their reprobate and degenerate minds comes out of their mouth. The cop doesn't care. Neither do I. And neither should you. And I want to tell you something, friends, especially all you politically correct traitors. Politically correct really comes to this. You're being unfaithful to the principles in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give you. That's what you are. You're a traitor. You're a Judas. Luke 22:48. You're a Judas. You're the first to betray the Son of Man with a kiss. And you don't realize that it's to your own demise, because shortly thereafter, if you remember right, Judas went and hung himself. Because he betrayed innocent blood. That's right. But what he didn't know is he was setting himself up. He already had the noose on his neck. And so are you politically correct individuals. You're worthless. The devil can't even use you. You're the problem that we have in this country. And I want to tell you something. You're not in the minority. You're in the majority. Because on a daily basis, you see those bold souls that are willing to come out and tell the people the truth. And you will sit in the wings, in the shadows, and say absolutely nothing and do absolutely nothing to support that individual, but yet in your silence and in with your withholdings in so many different ways. You advocate the very violence that bold men that love God and man in their country. You advocate the very violence against them, people, by doing nothing. And what you don't realize is you are drawing the seat of violence nigh unto yourselves because of your apathy and your tolerance and your sellout for the principles in which established the freedoms in which we have today. And again, don't forget about the men that sacrificed themselves in giving the freedoms in which you have through the sacrifice of themselves. You're the worst of men. I'm sick and tired of this politically correct. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how people don't want to be called names and they don't want to be called racist for standing up against their enemies. Well, friends, enemies they are. And as you well know, racist was a word created by none other than a criminal to mankind himself, Leon Trotsky, who, by the way, was at length stabbed to death by an ice pick by Joseph Stalin's little cohorts in Russia. He was the one that came up with the idea to come up with the word to browbeat dissenters. Those that didn't agree with them, just call them names. And what's sad about it is, America, is you've taken on the fact that you've allowed your representatives in your government to call you names, to browbeat you. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, Eric Holder. Friends, the list goes on. This governor from Connecticut, Malloy, just last week calling gun owners terrorists. Hillary Clinton calling you terrorists. So what? America, when they begin to spew that kind of stuff out, you know who the enemy is, and you need to immediately deal with them. Article 2, Section 4, period. I don't care what they call me. We're ruled by law, not by people's opinions in this country. And I surely don't care about the voice of dissenters, those that are violating law, criminals, 1 John 3:4. I could care less what they have to say.
Let them call me names. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, America, because that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're blind guides. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into the ditch. Let them fall into the ditch because, you know what? By the grace of God, I ain't moving. Regardless of what they have to say. You know how many times I was at a tea party in San Diego. And the lady shouted out during my speech, well, we don't want them, you know, basically browbeating us. We don't want them coming down on us. And I said, wait a second, so me, my wife, and my four little boys, it's okay for them to come down on me. It's okay for them to harass me on a 24/7 basis, endangering my life for the good of people because I love God and I love mankind. Hey, folks, let me just put it this way. I'm not worried about what the enemy's going to do to me. The enemy should worry about what he is going to endure, has or if he had or if he's going to touch the Lord's anointed. That's his problem. Touch not mine anointed, the Lord said. He said, touch not mine anointed. He said, do my people no harm. He said, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they want to learn that way, that's okay. See, this is one thing that bad guys don't ever learn. They don't look to history. And if they would look to history, they would know not what to do. And when not to do it, and who not to do it to. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Hey folks, I'm not worried about what the enemy might do, that the people of the earth might see that we're called by the name of the Lord and they'll fear us for his name's sake. Maybe you should check out the word of God because I see that it works for us and not against us, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church in life or in death. See, you haven't found something to live for until you first found something to die for, because until you find something to die for, you don't know what life is all about. And Jesus is the one that said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And I'm a preacher. Friends, I'm a preacher. I'm a proclaimer. And again, keep in mind, it's my job to bring forth the word of the Lord. Like it or not. I'm not here for the approbation or the approval of men. I'm not worried about if I'm going to be scorned or ridiculed. Well, they did it to my Lord. They're going to do it to me. Jesus said if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you also. But there is a payday for the wicked, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap individually and corporately. And though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. And even those that raise tongue against the righteous, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. What book are you reading, America? Your enemies have to deceive you. They have to talk you out of what you say you believe in. But I want to tell you something. To those that the Lord put his spirit within, no devil in hell is able to take it out of them. You know, it's kind of funny that I'm saying that, because I seen last week I had a woman come up to me and talk to me about how her daughter's now in college and she's not walking after Christ anymore, and she's fallen away from the faith. Well, the problem is that she never had the faith. The Bible says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of their faith. And if he's the author, he's also going to be the finisher. Now, I'm not saying that they can't fall off the track for a minute, but the fact of the matter is we continuously hear this across the country. My young people, they fell away from the Lord. No, they never fell forward, folks. They never fell into the arms of the living Christ, because they've never been to the cross, because of the false preachers today in this country that are telling them that God loves you no matter what you do. Yep, there's a lot of people in hell that he loves too that made the choice to go to hell, in which they've made. The old saying goes, you make the bed. You make the bed, friends. You're going to have to sleep in it. The fact of the matter is, That's why we're preaching you today to flee from the wrath of God, knowing the terror of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. You know, the Bible says he spake boldly. They said that Jesus spake boldly and they said nothing to him. It's interesting. They said the same thing about Jeremiah. Boldly means forward to danger. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 that the Lord makes the righteous bold as lions. And there's a strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration. My gosh, people. We need positive stories, says the Vatican. First Timothy 4, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Is that what's happening, friends? Oh, man, this has been going along on for a long time. And by the way, it's not just the Catholic Church, the evangelicals. I mean, you have Kenneth Copeland, you have Kenneth Hagin. You have Benny Hinn, you have Joyce Meyer. Folks, these are all heretics. I mean, speaking of them people, friends, those that preach that gain is godliness, the Bible clearly tells us from such withdraw. Nobody preached against covetousness more than Christ himself did. Read Mark 10, verse 17 when you get a moment. This one thing he said to the rich young ruler, he went right for the heart, just like I am right now by the Spirit of God. Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration. We need positive stories. Just overlook the crimes and rapes and the jihadi terror attacks. I mean, believe those politicians, America, that lie to you 24/7. Come on, they're telling you the truth this time. They tell you the truth once out of every 99 lies they speak. Out of every 100 lies they speak, they tell you the truth once. You got to believe them now. Oh, I know. You're too busy doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it. We got it. You know, I know you're not called to this. You're not called to stand up and fight for your country. Yeah, I know. We all get that. And you have a special place in hell right where you belong. We were preaching outside on a street corner in Minneapolis downtown. And we had the whole crew there. There's about 30 of us. And interestingly enough, while we were there, a lady in the back, she comes up and she talks about her admiration for our boldness and what we're willing to do to, you know, get the word of God out there. And one of the guys in the crew looked at her and said, well, ma'am, if you want to, you can go up there and preach as well. Oh, no. The Lord's hiding me right now, she said. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? We're called to be the light of the world. And we're not supposed to take that light and put it under the bed. We're supposed to put it up on the highest point of what we have in our homes. And the Bible tells us we're to preach from the housetops. It doesn't say that we're supposed to go in the basement and preach. No. No, I know. The Lord's just hiding so many of you out there. 77.9% of you out there right now are just being hidden because the Lord's hiding you right now, right, for an appointed time. Yeah. How is it that you settle for this? I mean, folks, come on. If the Vatican says it, we need to listen. I mean, it's just, there it is. We have to pay attention to what the Vatican speaks. Folks, the Vatican speaks, like we're going to bow in adoration and wait for every little thing that they have to say, and we'll take heed to it. Let it be written and let it be said. Hey, yes, master. Not here, friends. Never, ever, ever, never hear. The Lord said it. That's cool. That's a different story. In context, he said it. I believe it. That settles it. Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration. We need positive stories, friends. Hey, folks, they need them over in Denmark, too, where 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Do you think for one moment they're not going to bring their culture with them? Did you see what they left? And keep in mind, they come here because they want help, and then once they get here, they want to tear away at your law. They're not here for help. They're here to conquer, to dominate, said they. In Germany, they're looking for some positive stories, too. Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That's 780 crimes committed by Muslims every day in that country. By the way, for those that didn't know, I know the state-controlled media wouldn't have you know, nor do they want you to know, but there is major protest going on over in Germany right now concerning Janet Merkel. They made her the person of the year in the United States of America while she's destroying her country. But again, we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. They had, Barack Hussein Obama, the person of the year twice. And it's interesting, they had Adolf Hitler in 1935 as the person of the year, the man of the year. Oh, history's not repeating itself, Bradley. And by the way, I'm not being sarcastic, folks. Look to Elijah, 1 Kings 18. He was mocking the false prophets. He was mocking them. It's the same thing that's going on here. It's ridiculous. Hey, folks, in Sweden, too, they're looking to change the narrative on immigration. They want positive stories, but the problem they're having is they can't find them because over in Sweden, there's 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all the rapes have been committed by less than 2% of the Muslims that have migrated there. Come on, though, folks. The Vatican, they're seeking to change the narrative on immigration. We need positive stories. Well, why don't they do like what Twitter has done and what Facebook has done and what YouTube has done? Scrub the internet of any opposing view concerning those that mean to come steal, kill, and destroy John 10:10. But again, this is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Just think about that, folks. Your representatives that you tolerate. Just think about this. Folks, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube giving way to those that bring nothing but crime in with them. You know, the old saying goes is if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. See, folks, they're just pouring gas on the fire by basically squelching anybody that would warn you of what these people are really about. And they don't have a fear in the world until they understand, like Denmark, like Germany, like Sweden, like England, like Belgium, like the UK. Until it happens to them, and then and only then do they realize what it's really about. Matter of fact, in Germany, there was an advocate for immigration. She was one of those individuals, that was out there advocating immigration. Come on in. You guys need help. Look at our country. It's flourishing with nothing but abomination. We're advocating what God condemns, but we want you to come on in. We're free to do whatever we want to do. And what they didn't realize is they were bringing in the very ones that were being used to judge them. Right? And it took it how many years to figure it out concerning those people? Because now this great advocate for all this immigration to come into that abominable nation, friends, that has accepted everything that God condemns literally. Now they're reporting 2 weeks ago that Germany's gone. Yeah. I bet they're looking for a change of narrative too. No, the change of narrative that they would have you now know is it's too late for our country because we didn't listen to the warnings before it took place. And it's taking place now. That's Germany. I bet they want the narrative changed too on immigration. They want positive stories in England and Wales. Yes, of course. England and in Wales. Over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year after migrating into that country. But, folks, the Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration. And with the help of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we just might be able to do it because a good portion of the American people are just rolling over in the face of everything that's going on because, after all, the Lord's hiding them too. Or they just love their country so much that they disobey it every given opportunity because they're so busy with their own little personal selfish lives that they live. Yep, we know who you are. I mean, do the math. You have 331 million people in this country, and you're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population. You know why the 1.7% of the population is doing what 1.7% of the population is doing? Because the 331 million in that average is allowing the 1.7% of the population to do the things that they want to do. That's why. That's why. I bet... They want to change the narrative over in Belgium too. 35% of prison population in Muslim make up for the 6% of the population in that country. But the Vatican seeks to change the narrative on immigration. Here's the church, the professed church. It's not the church, but it's the professed church. We need positive stories. Oh yeah, look to the UK. I bet they want them there too. Muslims fill up 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Out of a 5% population. And don't forget about America, where 91.4% of the Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% are on cash welfare. But again, the Vatican seeks to change the narrative.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.